This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News. Thank you very much, Yang. Hey, everybody, up in school with your Sports Grid news and betting update. Get on the grid, everybody. We got live playoff action, baseball on the go in hot Atlanta. Game one of the NLDS. We're flying right now. Atlanta, they currently lead the Cardinals 1-0. We're in the bottom of 3. Nobody on, one out. Cards were threatening last inning. They hit into an inning-ending double play. Atlanta gets their run on a Colton Wong throwing error. Mikolas and Keuchel, the starters, still in the game. Then next up, we got game two tonight. Game one of the NLDS should be a good one. The Nationals face off against the Dodgers. LA -170 in this game. Total 7.5. The red hot Corbin, he goes for the Nationals. Bueller goes the rubber for the Dodgers. Should be a good one. 4-pack on Friday. Things start at 2:05. We got game one of the ALDS. Tampa and Houston. Tyler Glasnow, solid pitcher, taking on ace Justin Verlander. That's good, too. Astros -220, the current line, total 7.5. Lefty CeCe Sabathia won't be in the Yankees 25-man roster for the ALDS versus Minnesota. He has a shoulder issue. Manager Aaron Boone telling MLB.com today. Game one of the ALDS goes down Friday night. Yankee Stadium, 7:07 start time. Yankees betting line -205 versus the Twins. Paxton versus Berrios in game one. The New York Mets have fired manager Mickey Callaway after just 2 seasons. New York going 163-161 under the guidance of Callaway as the club skipper for the first 2 seasons. He still has 1 year left on his deal. One name to watch out for is a possible candidate they're talking about, former player Carlos Beltran, who played 6 years for the Mets. He interviewed for that Yankees job, but they ended up hiring Aaron Boone. Mets brass also saying today Noah Syndergaard and closer Edwin Diaz are not going to be dealt by the team. This according to the New York Post. Thursday night football action, a battle of the NFC West in the Emerald City. Rams travel to Seattle to battle the Seahawks. 8:20 kickoff. Seattle currently -1.5. Total 49. Moneyline Seattle -125. Rams are +105. First quarter, you got Seattle -0.5. 9.5 is your over-under. And if you want to bet the first half, Seattle -0.5. 23.5. More NFL, despite reports said to be out at least 4 to 8 weeks with a high ankle sprain. New York Giants head coach Pat Shurmur refused to rule out star running back Saquon Barkley from playing Sunday versus Minnesota. He's questionable. LA Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn said star running back Melvin Gordon will make his 2009 debut and might even start in week 5 against the winless Denver Broncos. He ended his holdout last week. He's ready to rock. Stephon Diggs' frustration with Minnesota. Teammates talking about it. They question if the star receiver wants to remain on the team, but things a little bit calmer today. He said Diggs, he wants to suit up this Sunday versus the New York Giants. The 25-year-old also said he missed the practice because of illness yesterday, and he has not formally requested a trade from the Vikings despite rumors. Diggs has just 13 catches, 209 yards, and 1 touchdown in the first 4 games of the season. Minnesota quarterback Kirk Cousins says, despite his struggles, his confidence still strong. Well, the 31-year-old has not thrown for 300 yards in any of the first 4 games. He's got 3 TDs and 2 interceptions on the docket. 14-year NFL vet Mike Nugent, the Nuge, has won the New England Patriots kicking job. Steven Gostkowski out for the year. He missed 4 extra points in 4 games, injured. 2 in the NCAA tonight, 7:30, Georgia Southern -10 at South Alabama. Total 45.5 at 8 o'clock. The Temple Owls are laying 12 at the East Carolina Pirates. Total there, 47. NHL Blackhawks inking forward Alex DeBrincat to a 3-year extension. This guy's amazing. $19.2 million. DeBrincat in the final year of his entry deal of his extension keeps him in Chicago through 2022-23. The 21-year-old former second-round draft pick broke out last year. 41 goals in 76 and 82 games. Not bad for a second rounder in a second NHL season. Vegas blue liner Nate Schmidt, big loss here. He's week to week with a leg injury suffered in the Sharks game. Edmonton Oilers have placed defenseman Adam Larson on the long-term injured reserve. They've called up top prospect Evan Bouchard. Calgary Flames signing Brad Treviling, the team's GM, to a multi-year extension. Steve Ballmer, owner of the Clippers, top Forbes list of the richest owners in the U.S. for 2019. The former Microsoft CEO owner claimed top spot for a fifth year in a row. His net worth, $51.4 billion. Wow. 8 games in the NHL tonight. We got 4 at 7. Florida and Tampa Lightning, 180. Total 6.5. Winnipeg at the Rangers. Rangers, 25-cent favorites. Total 6. Buffett, Pittsburgh. Penguins, minus 185. 6.5. Montreal and Carolina. Canes, 55-cent favorites. 5.5. Mini at Nashville, 8 o'clock. Preds, minus 175.5. Boston, Dallas, pick 'em, 5.5 total, 9. We got Calgary and Colorado, Avalanche laying $1.25, 6.5 the over under, and late action at 10 Eastern, Arizona, Anaheim, Ducks, minus 115, 5.5. Round one of the PGA Shriners Hospitals for Children open in Vegas from TPC Sutherland. Canadian Nick Taylor still holds the lead at minus 8. He's in the clubhouse. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency hosts hour 2 of Red Heat Rage Radio, who's live from the FanDuel studio at the Meadowlands Racetrack. Hey, we're going to. Thanks to our boy Whale Capper for coming on the show. We'll talk more sports. We got NHL, playoff baseball, the NFL Thursday Nighter, and a whole lot more. Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio on Sports Grid. It's coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, we're into level 2. Game time decisions, Red Heat and Rage. I am Morency, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart with us. I see Stephon Diggs returns to practice today as the Minnesota Vikings take on the New York Giants right here at the Meadowlands. And I tell you right now, if they were playing, it's Meadowlands type of weather. It's dark, it's dreary, it's raining. You know what's crazy, too, yesterday, guys? Evidently, and Blewett brought this up last night, it was an all-time record yesterday in New York City, Ken. 90 degrees.
It was boiling here.
It was the hottest October 2nd.
Woo!
Yeah, it was the hottest October 2nd ever in New York. Right now, it's 53 degrees. Yep. Think about that. A 37-degree drop, man, in one day.
Unbelievable.
I got to tell you, man, my bald head was feeling it this morning. I was getting rained on, like cold rain and stuff like that. And I was thinking, I was like, time to break out the winter gear. And I was like, man, if I step right into the winter gear now, what am I going to do in the winter? So
good point.
I was like, all right, I'll suck it up. And big mistake. Supposedly tomorrow it's going to be nicer, but the Yankees play here tomorrow. It says it's going to be sunny and 65. Tomorrow. Yankees play the Twins in the Bronx, but I don't know. The weather's like different in different boroughs here, so I don't know. I looked at the weather tonight. Little cool tonight in Seattle as well, Cam. In the 60-degree range. Probably a little drizzle tonight.
Oh, yeah. You know that. That's Seattle weather, yep.
You already have that teaser, don't you?
No, it's gone.
You already have that teaser, don't you, with the Rams? Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. That's my bad. Yeah, you had the Bengals
bring it
on
up
it.
Again. Yeah. You're yelling at me at the start. Now I'm going to tell you. I told you a few times that teaser's done. It's okay, buddy. I'm not really that mad about it. I got a lot of other things going on, too.
I just can't believe
it. Double.
I just can't believe you bet on the Bengals still.
I can. I've actually been really, really good lately, Gabe. It's what we practice, what we preach with discipline and I shortened my card for hockey. Like, I'm not dicking around. Like, this is the thing. And you know basketball's coming up, too. I know you're at the book, but you can't bet every game. You're going to have to pick your spots. And, you know, we talk about it like the squirrel. Like, a little bit here, a little bit here. Hoard it away for another day. Like, you need to have those days where you smash them and you're going to have, plus units. It's hard over time because me and you, like other than other people at the network, I think we like the action just a little bit more than everybody. We like to put our hands in more pies, and it's really tough to do, but discipline is going to be a factor, Gabe, once NHL, NBA, all this stuff's going on. These betting cards are going to be huge. Absolutely monstrous.
Down the stretch they come at Santa Anita.
Yeah.
Santa Anita added to the rotation here.
Gulfstream West.
The death trap that it is. I think they've already killed like two horses. A horse died 2 days ago there.
They got to do something there. They're bad trainers.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Cardinals got something going here, Ken.
Yeah, let's go.
Runners on first and second.
I just lived.
One out in the fourth inning.
I got him at plus 140 before. When one runner is on, it's down to plus 120. Hopefully a big inning and we can double dip here. Come on, Molina. This would be great. Keuchel's a good pitcher, but he can get into trouble, man. He can get into trouble. Oh, no, 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 no. So lucky. It's so lucky. It's right. Slowest runner, too.
Double I don't play. Know how, then.
Unbelievable. Anyway, it could have been a nice little play. What are you going to do? Yeah, that's the way it seems. The way
yeah, right to the cam, you seem.
Yeah, I'm frustrated. That might be a foul ball. That's a foul. Let's take a look at that one, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see here. If we can get another at bat, that would be great. That's right there over the bag. It looked a little. Oh, man, it's tight. We'll see. They're calling
it. Fair.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, good for the under, bad for the side. We still got a
yeah,
run.
Yeah, and I got in on the under 7 as well.
Good, good.
I can tell you, we're all a little off. It's been one of these days today, and it's just everything's an uphill battle. It seems like I said, the weather's freaking horrible here today.
You're absolutely right.
We put $45 on the table. We sent Will. They left a 20 on the table, even. We had to go back. Last night, we sent them to the window. For the record, we got paid for the ticket. I don't know, Cam, last night, I sent Will to the window to play a both strikeout props. So two tickets, $50 each. And I came back with one ticket. And I said, oh, boy, we've got our first mistake here. You parlayed it. And then I was going to live with the parlay, but it wasn't a parlay. It was two separate bets posted on one ticket. Have you ever seen that before?
No. No, I haven't. So it must have paid well. If it won.
No. No. Like, oh. Dude, I went 1-1. I got paid for one of the winners.
Weird.
I don't know if they're trying to save paper here or what the hell is going on.
That's stupid.
Like, yeah, it was two separate bets. Because, yeah, I was like, are you sure it's not a parlay? Because I'm looking. And it said, no, two straight bets on one piece of paper. I'm very baffled by this. I'm very baffled. I'd like to, you know, we're supposed to be able to bring guests on and stuff, but I'm scared, Cam. If we turn another microphone on, I might get electrocuted. Like, light, the rigs, like the whole, what do they call that? Jenga, whatever, you know, the pieces of wood?
What? Oh, yeah, Jenga, Tetris.
What do they call that stuff? Jenga?
Yeah, Jenga.
Yeah, you know.
Jenga.
People build up these things of wood, and then you pull it.
Take a block from the bottom, and you put it on.
Yeah, yeah.
You take a block from the middle. Smash. Yeah, Jenga. Jenga.
There you go. Yeah, like.
Oh, Jenga.
We add one more element to this.
I agree.
Everything comes crashing down.
Buddy, you're already on still a delay, right?
Everything comes crashing down.
You got to deal with me. So when I'm talking, whatever, with Whale Capper, you know, that's the thing. That's why I'm waiting for you to cue me because, no, you're right. And a lot of people who come on, they don't know about this thing, and it's just absolute chaos either way. So, yeah, I'm with you. Let's just keep it simple, buddy. Keep it simple.
It's like you said, though. It's like you said the other day. It is true. If you start to snap a bit too much, you get thrown off and rattled.
You know what I mean? Just got to shake.
Like, I've been rattled a couple of times, and I'm trying not to be rattled. You know, but you know, it is. It is what it is. What are you going to do? So, busy night tonight. We have the Dodgers. The Dodgers series sort of crept up on me. Dodgers and Nationals because it wasn't a line last night. I just threw it up there on the board suddenly here this morning. The thing about this series, Cam, and about the Dodgers tonight, the Dodgers have not played a meaningful baseball game since last year's World Series.
Yep.
Think about that. Like, when have the Dodgers ever been put to the brink, you know what I mean, in a regular season? They're not. They won the division by 38 games. They've been coasting for months. You know, they started out a little slow, but, you know what I mean? Like, it was an easy season. They've been in first place. They've coasted all year. When they stepped up in class in that showdown in a potential World Series preview, they lost to the Yankees. They're lucky they didn't get swept. They probably could have if not for a bad call and review, et cetera, exactly. They were close games, but they still fell short. You notice, Cam, the Dodgers' bats go cold in big games, man.
Sure
they just do. Like, they rely on the home runs so much. And then you got the Washington Nationals that have been playing meaningful baseball every day for the last, well, all year. They started out slow. They've been battling. They've been battling trying to catch the Braves. They've been trying to stave off people for the wild card. They just won the other night. There's a lot going in the Washington Nationals' favor coming into tonight, Cam. There just is.
Couldn't agree more. You take a look at the numbers too between Corbin and Buehler. Gabe, take a look at this. They're mere images of each other. Corbin 3.25 ERA, Buehler 3.26. That's a wash. Other than WHIP, Corbin 1.18, Buehler 1.04. But Corbin strikeout potential 238 Ks in 202 innings. Both guys great numbers. You're going to give me 55 cents with the Washington Nationals hot after a comeback win against Milwaukee, Gabe. Basically, I like both dogs today with St. Louis, whatever. I'm not changing my plans. I know you're a Dodger fan, but, hey, the Dodgers can win, but you can't tell me the Washington Nationals at plus 155, that is a great number, and I will be betting it tonight. Corbin's a good pitcher, too. Very good.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, like I said, you mentioned I'm a Dodger fan, so I don't have the heart. I can bet against the Dodgers in a regular season, Cam.
Yeah,
I don't do it often, but I'm not religiously opposed to it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
If I think it's a bad spot, you know, I'll bet against them. I bet against my teams. I don't like, there's certain teams I'll do it more, but I'm not a fan of it. But in this spot, I can't run to the window to bet the Dodgers. Not at this price.
Nope.
Not at this price. You know, with a hot Nationals team, a good pitcher in Corbin, and a team has been playing meaningful baseball, and a team that just played the other night. The Dodgers haven't played since when? Since Sunday.
Yep.
it's a little bit off. Like, baseball players aren't used to that type of exactly. that type of break.
And they don't like it. No, they
like
don't.
Most sports,
they hate it.
Yeah, most they sports you want, you're like, oh, good, we have a week off before the playoffs. In baseball, you're like, oh, God, I don't know if I'm going to be able to hit 4 days from now. It's totally like resetting everything, Cam. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
It throws, like you said, baseball players are creatures of habit. They don't like this. Like, during a regular season, guys, they're only off every 20 days. They have to have one day off every 3 weeks. So generally, you'll know, people don't really realize it, but that's the method to the madness. Teams will have a day off like once every 18 to 21 days type of deal, depending on the road trips. It'll be mandatory one day off, but you'll have sort of these weird travel days every now and then too. But they don't, like, they're swinging a bat every day. You know, some teams, and I bet you the Dodgers did it actually, they actually have simulated games, Cam, you'll hear. Sort of like a scrimmage,
sure.
But it's for real. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
well,
they won't have Kershaw out there throwing, but they'll be throwing for real. They'll play a real couple of inter squad games over the past couple of days just to stay fresh in a game environment, because you can't match this. You know, whatever, dude. Bellinger and these guys in months. All right, so what? You're in a batting cage all week? It's not the same as facing Patrick Corbin, who's all ready to go.
It is. And another thing, if you're going to play the Dodgers, think about this. I've already said this in the update, Gabe. For people that don't know, there are four games tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful afternoon. It starts off at 2:05 Eastern with Tampa Bay and Houston. Houston's 2:25. You could wait if you like your Yankees against the Twins. The line's gone down, $1.90. So if you like the Dodgers, you could put it in a parlay, but you got to have patience in the game. Personally, I like the Washington Nationals. I think they can win the game at that price, so that's who I'm going to swing with tonight. But if you wanted to take the Dodgers, I think there's a lot of nice dance partners tomorrow. If you believe in Verlander, who's an absolute playoff stud with Houston, or the Yankees, if you want to take them against the Twins.
This is the beautiful thing, though, of this time of the year. There are so many options. You don't need to bet every game.
Correct.
Yeah, listen, I'd like to get a piece of this game, and I'm going to get a piece of it in-game or a prop, or I'm going to get a something. But I'm also going to be watching the NFL game. There's also a bunch of NHL games. We'll see if you like anything in the National Hockey League, Game Time Decisions.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Next Daily Fantasy Millionaire, why not use the most accurate projections in fantasy football? That's right. Fantasy Pros has independently rated Daily Roto the number one most accurate projection system to start the 2019 fantasy football season. Let the most accurate projections in DFS take you to the next level. Save 10% with the promo code ACTION, and you can become Daily Roto's eighth Daily Fantasy Millionaire. Head on over to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more. That's dailyroto.com/premium. Promo code ACTION for a special 10% discount on the most accurate DFS projection system you can get. Dailyroto.com, where millionaires are made.
I'm just seeing right now Uber has announced they've got Uber helicopter now in Manhattan, Cam.
Uh-oh.
Uber helicopter.
I don't even know what to say. What's the base rate? Like,
yeah.
200 to 50, 300 to start? I don't know. Five?
I'm curious.
Where do you go? I am too. How much would a helicopter?
Basically,
Uber
they're be? Saying they'll pick you up. It's Manhattan to the airport. They'll do.
Ooh,
Manhattan
okay.
to JFK Airport. I've been saying this for years. Toronto needs this. Like, Toronto needs
sure.
helicopter service. You would clean up, bro. You would clean up. You know, remember our boy, Bon Scrovey.
Yeah.
He wanted to take a helicopter to Niagara Falls with us that time.
Yeah,
there's a
blackjack.
Lot of rich people in Toronto, a lot of money in Toronto.
The traffic is horrible. It's even worse in Toronto than it is in New York City. Uber, helicopter would be a good idea. But it's just funny. I'm just seeing the comments of people bitching about this. They're like, oh, with all the problems in the world, this is what you come up with. Listen, you know.
Got nothing to do
I heard, remember, Leonardo DiCaprio. Exactly. What do you want Uber to do?
Yeah, exactly.
I remember Leonardo DiCaprio had a good answer for that. Somebody said, you know, oh, you're in a movie and it cost $148 million to make. You know, you could have done so much good with the world. And he said, he goes, yes, I agree, but he goes, I'll be honest with you. He goes, if the movie studio didn't make this movie, they weren't spending the money to save the world.
You know what I'm saying? Excellent point.
Yeah, it's like, what do you want from Uber? Uber's just trying to, you know.
Exactly. Me and you have Morency Stewart Incorporated. So what are we going to do? Go to work and try to lose money? Don't be an idiot, people. There are problems in the world, but there's people who run this company, and their goal is to help make money and help their shareholders. And then everyone gets paid. So, you know what, Gabe? I'm a fan. Like, me and you, we think this way, too. Sure, there's a lot of dicks and there's a lot of bad things going on, but that's not Uber's problem to try to save the world. Let other companies can work on that. Hey, Greenpeace and some other ones, I get it. Uber's there to make money. Don't take shots at these guys because they got a helicopter service. It'll do well. You're right. Toronto needs one.
Well, I got to suggest to them because there's actually a helipad here. There's a helipad here. And I think it'd be great. Direct service from Manhattan to FanDuel Sportsbook, like a real VIP. And not to mention Giant Games. Right?
Yes.
It takes 3 hours to get here sometimes. Fly over, everybody. It's just funny. I'm seeing all these people complain about it in the thing. It's like you people never taking it anyway. So stop squawking. What do you care what rich people do? people always get mad about what other people do. I'll be honest with you, though. I don't trust helicopters. That's my problem. I don't like helicopters.
Well, if you recall, when you were living in Vegas, they had that tourist company, and the guy, they had a great record for a while. All of a sudden, boom, something went wrong right into the side of the mountain. People died. Like, that's the thing. And when you're dealing with New York, you got a lot of different weather patterns, rain, wind. You need a guy who is an absolute stud. Like, you need Sully Plus to be driving that thing. I agree with you 100%. You can't have some stooge taking people up and go, that's dangerous work, man. I agree.
Look, man, I always live in cities where helicopter tours are big. You're right. In Vegas, you're right. The guy flew into the side of the Grand Canyon.
Yes, he did.
It's usually about once every month or 2 months. In New York, here it happened right outside my window. Buddy crashed into the Hudson, landing, crashed into the Hudson. The ferry people that we took had to fish him out of the water.
Unbelievable.
There was the other guy that flew a plane into a building here by accident recently. I see it all the time, man. They're death traps, these things. Like you said, if you see helicopters out there, you know, unless it's military or the cop helicopter or something, I'm not getting in a helicopter with some tour group that charges $35 for a spin around the island.
Exactly. that's the best tour group.
That'd be my beef with Uber too.
Yeah.
My Uber guy on the way here would have got lost like 5 times if I wasn't paying attention. All right. Like honestly, like I had to tell him, no. Hey. Oh no, left. Hey.
Right, no.
Imagine this getting way into an Uber helicopter, man. You're gonna land in Philadelphia. You tell him, no. Right. I'm going to the Meadowlands, not Veterans Stadium. Swear to God, you're gonna end up in like Atlantic City and stuff. They're gonna fly right over. Oh, sorry.
Next stop, Atlantic City. You're like, what? You're dozing off because you're doing the morning show. You wake up. Oh my God, I'm in the. Like, what do you want me to do? I'll get my bets in here. Can you fly me back? Yeah, that's pretty stupid. And I agree with you. These guys.
I've always been waiting for flying cars. It's like the Jetsons. Basically, technology sucks. They're too busy making crappy phones. Like, what happened to, like, the space, like, everyone flying around, like the Jetsons?
Yeah, I don't know, man. You said it, though. These Uber guys can't even find stadiums. How are they flying cars? Anyway, one thing at a time. One thing at a time. We got a runner on here. Hopefully, we're trying. Sacrifice. We'll see. Cardinals have left a lot.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that the... I'm starting to think that the Uber test to become an Uber driver isn't all that stingent.
Judging by
some of the guys that I've had recently, I'm not even sure you need a license.
I don't really want to say this on the air. I won't mention names, but two very good friends of mine, when they lost their jobs, took jobs with that company. They're horrible drivers. It's like some of the worst drivers that I know. And they've passed with flying. All they care about.
So you're saying these are the worst people that should be picking people up.
Yes. They have no clue. Horrible in and out of lanes. Like, you know, not even 20/20 vision. And I'll tell you another thing. All they care about, clean car, newer car. It doesn't matter. Like, if you got like some 1970s car, they just want the, it's more of a perception thing. Like, ooh, I'm getting into a nice Jeep or I'm getting into this car. Like, they won't let you have a car of a certain age, even if you're a mechanic and you teach on top of it. It's more for show, basically. You know what I mean? Look at us. We got beautiful stuff, good, clean car. Yeah, some of the drivers, these guys shouldn't have licenses. I agree 100%. They're horrible drivers.
All right, so still 1-0 in the baseball game.
Yep, we need some runs.
Cardinals have a runner on second base, though.
Now on third. He just stole third.
Dallas
Keuchel.
That's
what I'm talking about. Small ball, baby. That's old Kansas City style. Steal. Great
Bader.
Move by Master Bader. Yeah, he was very aware. Way to go, Bader. Or
you
could call
him
Darth Bader. I got two, Gabe. Darth or Master.
Yeah, I think Darth Bader is better than the Master Bader. Yeah.
Okay, we'll call him Darth. Just trying to have fun on a Thursday, man. I'm with you. Like, I'm at my wit's end.
I'm just saying.
God, I got so much stress going on outside this show right now. Like, you have no idea. I could say you got things happening, too. It's like, yeah. We got to blow off some steam, Gabe. That's hopefully we can get a run here. That'd be great.
Yeah, no, that's all good, Cam. Good job. I'm just thinking, like, it's like the Uber driver. It's true. Imagine you take a little nap in a helicopter. You wake up, man. You're in Delaware. You're like, bro, you made, like, where are you flying to? And that's the future. It's going to be arguments. Where the hell are you flying to anyways, man? We just flew over to Golden Gate Bridge. You know?
I worry about it, too. Like, with a helicopter, it's different than a plane, too. Like, more of a joystick. Like, guy gets distracted. At least with a plane, you have, like, a co-pilot. If you're having a meltdown or something like that, somebody else can take a deep breath and usually guide you to safety. With a helicopter guy, it's a small space, man. They have to be on point, Morenci. I'm worried, too. Like, I get worried about that stuff. I'm reading your mail. You wouldn't catch me in one of those things. I'd have to be drunk. Somebody would have to knock me over the head and, like, make me sleep in it. I don't want to know where I'm going.
You just brought up the masturbator, and I'm seeing you got Woodbine come on here.
Oh, Woodbine,
is the girl's name in Toronto really Monique? Monique Vag, V-A-G?
Yeah, Vag. It's actually Vag, but it's called spelled Vag. Yeah, Vag.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So what are we talking about today? Look. Master Bader and Vag. Great. That's we don't write this material.
She's got a great Twitter handle, though.
It seems to work, that game.
She's got a great Twitter handle. The Parlay Queen.
Yeah, remember this, though? You're going to remember this. Back in the day, when we were doing those shows and you were like going around, when we were going to do that stuff for covers, you moved to Vegas and all that. That was the girl who was in the start of like the gambling stuff when those guys were doing. Remember the videos and stuff? She's been with the cover. She goes, hey, tonight, Tennessee versus Buffalo. Let's break down the game. She used to do like the football intros and outros to those games. Woodbine.
Yeah.
I remember. Trust me. I know what's going on. Jimmy Koshon and me were talking about it because he bets ponies. Said, she's down at the track all the time. So, yeah, they got a gig at Woodbine. So, good, more power to her. 1-1, we tied it up.
Great Twitter handle.
Thanks to Darth Bader.
Parlay Queen.
Yeah, Parlay Queen, yeah.
1-1, yeah, Darth Bader gets it done.
Darth Bader understands.
1-1.
Manufacture runs. Get stealing. Great move, Bader. That was fantastic. Professional baller. Look at him. He's all dirty. Good. Good work.
So this is what the Cardinals do, man. They find ways, this team.
Get down.
They manufacture.
Oh, yeah.
They manufacture.
They do. Stay. Yeah, we got a runner at second, too. A nice double there.
All right.
Here we go. Redbirds.
Let's jump into some of these games here, though.
Where do you want to start?
Let's jump into some of these games here. This will blast through the NHL right now, and then we'll get back into the NFL with the NFL props and everything. We're going to go to a break. We'll come back. We'll blast through the NFL games. Got a lot of games on the slate here tonight.
Sure do.
I see the Philadelphia Flyers Twitter account. It's just gritty again. Like, gritty's annoying, man. Enough, man. Like, seriously. Yeah. Like, do you guys even have a team anymore, or just have a mascot?
So true.
Much. It's funny, I just see a tweet here, Cam. It's a picture. Do you know the orange julep, Cam, in Montreal? That big orange?
Yeah, I love that thing. It's amazing, man. It looks so cool.
I just retweeted. Yeah, it's a big orange.
I like it.
And you know what? It's funny, Cam. It's right where the racetrack used to be. Montreal used to have a track, Blue Bonnets. It used to be called Blue Bonnets. In the 70s and 80s, then it was called the Hippodrome de Montreal.
Yeah, I know that one.
The Hippodrome de Montreal, whatever. Yeah, and, Sylvain Filion was there. You know, a lot of big guys. It was bigger when, horse racing was big in Montreal in the 70s. But, the Orange Julep was right next to the racetrack. And now the racetrack, whatever. I think it's an IKEA, of course. You know, whatever. Yeah. It's a Walmart or an IKEA or something, whatever. It's like big superstores there now. But the orange julep, it's called the orange julep, is still there, the big orange. And that's where I used to meet my bookie all the time.
Nice. That's a good
you meet at the, yeah, sort of like meet on Lakeshore. It was meet me at the orange. But, of course, like, you meet at the big orange. So whenever I see that place, I have, like, crazy, like, I have crazy, like, thought, like, memories of, like, I don't think of, like, their own julep or their poutine, Cam. I think, I'm like, oh, God, I remember, like, that night, oh, the guy, like, no, but I'm telling you, like, people have been beat up in that parking lot, Cam. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's one of those parking lots where it's like, oh, God, I got to meet someone at the orange julep. Like, it's just, it's one of those. All right, you know what? We were told we had Jason on hold earlier, actually.
Is he here?
We got a couple minutes. We got to get into our picks. Is Jason still there, Yang? So much craziness going on here. Jason got lost in the... And we haven't spoken to him in a little while, actually, so it's good to hear from
him.
It's
true. I know. It's been a while.
Keep us posted. Yeah, keep us posted. I don't even know, man. I'm hearing different voices. Like, is Yang even there? Like, Yang,
I don't think
Yang's sort of there, but it sounds like... whose voice is that? Sandro? Metal Mac.
He's bringing us in. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I think it's Sandro. If I'm a betting man, I'm going Sandro. It's a new voice.
I don't know. It's one of those days. One of these days today. We got a lot of people on the scene. All right. Yes. So let's blast through this hockey. All right. I'll just blast the game. You tell me if you like it or not, and we'll move on. Buffalo Sabres plus 165 at Pittsburgh Penguins minus 195. Total 6.5. Do you like anything here?
No, I don't. I looked at the Sabres as a dog, but I can't bet everything. Pass. Should be a tight game. Crosby's playing. He might be a little bit banged up. I'm going to pass on that game, Gabe.
You know what, Cam? I would take the Sabres plus a puck and a half if it wasn't minus 165.
It's 160. I agree.
If it was like, 100%. Hey, I get the Sabres.
120, 130.
If I was like, hey, Sabres plus a puck and a half, minus 120, 130, I'd say, you know what, let's take the Sabres on a puck and a half. But I'm not laying 65 cents. If I had to bet the game, I'd take plus 65 cents and hope for the best. I almost want to. Sabres can win this game.
Of course they can. I'll tell you something about Pittsburgh, like, really? They're a solid team. And also
I know. They're at the end of the line.
Buffalo's improved. That's a good number for a game. Buffalo, I might bet this game. Very small unit, but I think Buffalo...
I just talked myself into it. Small play.
I agree. Got to be small. Yeah, I like some other stuff.
Corner unit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, quarter unit. I'm saying 25 or 50 bucks. I'll put, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I'll put 25. Exactly. 25 and plus one, that's plus 165. It's not bad. What's that pay?
I don't know, like 72 Let's something see, you'll get back.
Don't have to be
win.
A hero with every bet.
Exactly. You'll make more
$65 return. It's not bad.
Exactly. Oh, it's very good. And they can't
All right,
win the
Florida
game.
Florida Panthers at Tampa Bay.
Here's the thing.
Florida Tampa Bay.
Florida, I would take, but it's Tampa Bay's opener. Let's look how Tampa Bay lost their other games. Bad way to go out to Columbus. Tampa Bay will not be played at 175, but I have a parlay with another game down the line. I lean Lightning, but I love the Panthers this year, just not at that price against Tampa. Bad spot for them in the opener.
I think Tampa wins tonight. I'm going to avoid the game as well. You know what? I'm going to pull the trigger on this next one. Give me the Blue Blanc Rouge, the Montreal Canadiens, plus 135. I'll take the Habs tonight, plus 135.
I also, looking at this game, I lean under in this hockey game. I think six. I like overs.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
But Carey Price can steal a game every time. I'm not betting it, but I would definitely not bet 155 on Carolina. I think there's a couple live dogs tonight, and I lean under in the Canadiens and Hurricanes game.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. You read my mind there, Cam. You know, I like
my
unders.
Next one I like. I
sort of caught my eye there, too.
I'll tell you the next one, Gabe. I'll give you a good data on this next game. It's going over at six.
Winnipeg Jets at New York Rangers at the Madison Square Garden, most famous arena in the world. Is it the new and improved New York Rangers tonight? I kind of want to take the Rangers tonight at minus 120.
I lean Rangers, but I love
the
over.
But I am a local homer now.
I'm not a homer. I'm going to tell you this. The Winnipeg Jets have no defense. They also signed a lot of players late. They might not even be in game shape. As for the Rangers, you know what? The Jets will score a couple goals, but I like the Rangers in this spot. I think the Rangers could score four or five goals themselves on the Jets. They're going to be bombarded. MSG is going to be rocking. New look, new attitude, and the Jets are going to take a while. Abe, they've lost 3 to 4 major players on the blue line. Jets games are going to be a lot of overs. Give me the over in Winnipeg and the Rangers, and I like the hometown team too, New York, but I love the over. I'm playing it.
All right. Yeah, I think the Rangers worth a little sprinkle here at minus 120. I like your over, actually. I think, you know what, I'm going to call it now 4-3 Rangers in overtime.
I think they win, 5-3, 5-2. I think it goes over there. Maybe 6-2. I mean, they might even get 6 tonight. I believe the Rangers will score a lot of goals on the Jets. Yeah, 5-4, something along those lines. It goes over.
I'm real disciplined here. I already have 4 hockey bets.
I went 2-0 last
night. All right, Minnesota Wild at the Predators. Preds minus 165, Wild plus 140. Oh, really? Yeah, what do you like?
Partner. I love the Predators. I think the Minnesota Wild are some of the stupidest. So have you seen some of the contracts with these guys like Parisi and Suter? 6-year deals. These guys are already in their mid-late 30s. Like the Minnesota Wild are a train wreck. I feel sorry for the people of Minnesota, the way they've handled that team. I love the Nashville Predators. I will parlay it with the Tampa Bay Lightning, and I will take the Predators in regulation so I don't have to lay 70 cents. Give me Nashville in their home opener, Gabe, to beat Minnesota.
Boston and Dallas, an interesting game. Dallas Stars, home underdogs, plus 100.
Too tough.
You're
Boston,
passing.
I don't know. I want to take Dallas. I'm passing. Boston's too dangerous. It's a very difficult game. I'm going to pass.
I'm going to go with the Stars, Cam.
I lean that way, but I'm not.
Little
I can't
Stars
every
and
game.
Stripes, plus 100.
Eight games, buddy. Eight games.
I know.
We can't bet them all, man.
Cam, I'm going. I'm betting $25 a hockey game tonight.
Oh, okay, cool. That's cool.
50 a game. 50. Okay. Yeah, you're right. You know what? I can only take out a certain amount of this machine, 500. I got the football game, too. You're right. I can't be going crazy here. I got a bunch of football bets, too.
Exactly.
Calgary at Colorado. Colorado Avalanche, minus -130. Flames, plus 110. Total 6.5.
Let me tell you about this game. It's interesting. People are probably going to jump on the Avalanche. This is a total, Gabe. You will not see me bet too many 6.5 overs, but I'll tell you something. I love the situation here. Offensive teams, Denver Air, start of the year, not in game shape. Calgary with a little bit of an attitude. I don't trust the goaltending. Grubauer for Colorado. This game has got track meet written all over it. I see 6-5, 7-5. Like I could see an old school shinny game. The books posted a big number trying to scare everyone off. I am on the over of Colorado and Calgary. You know me, I told you, me and you were dead on last night. Three unders and one over. The Leafs game went over. Every other game we talked about went under. Tonight, though, I really think Calgary and Colorado, these guys can get three or four themselves, and I lean to Colorado, but I'm only playing the over. Love it.
Ducks and Coyotes, Cam. Ducks had a Ducks and Coyotes. Ducks looked all right in the preseason. What do you make of this team? A younger Ducks team now against the Coyotes.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm going to see how things go in the early games, and I'm leaning to Arizona. The game's a pick 'em. Phil Kessel and that power play will be improved. Gibson Guitars was really good for Anaheim at the start of the year, Gabe. It's a pick 'em for a reason. Tough game. Lean Coyotes, but we have earlier action. This is a late game. If things go well, I'll probably go small on the Coyotes, but tough game.
I see that talking about the Philadelphia Flyers earlier, I see they play tomorrow, Friday afternoon, Cam. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, is it in Germany, the game?
Yeah. They're in Germany. That's
wondering
why.
About that.
I know. They're talking. I'm with
Cam's
you.
Cam's on top of things.
Yeah, I'm on top of Gabe. I'm damn right I am. I'll tell you something. This gritty stuff is, I'm with you, I think, for a laugh, but it's stupid. You have a hockey team in their opener, and I see more shots of this stupid thing in his birthday rather than a team opening up their season against the Blackhawks in Germany. It's tough to even bet on the Flyers. I don't know how this game's going to play out. I could probably see no defense in the games. I like Philadelphia's new goalie, Carter Hart, though. He's the former Team Canada goalie. He's good. The Blackhawks just signed to Brinkett. He's a star. I'm going to pass. I don't know what's going to happen in that game, but you're right about gritty. Too much publicity. More Flyers, less gritty. Even though he's
looking here. I like this anytime touchdown score tonight. Todd Gurley to score a touchdown plus 105. Chris Carson to score a touchdown minus 110. Cooper Kupp plus 135. Tyler Lockett plus 155. Man, the odds aren't good for anything. Cooks plus 175. Will Disley plus 200. Robert Woods plus 240. Metcalf, nothing jumping off the page at me there.
I agree. Those are bad. Those numbers.
No, I don't know. It's a weird game tonight with the props. I guess, you know, where's the right? Todd Gurley receiving yards. You guys are 22.5. That's the way to go. I'm going to add that. I'm going to go under 58.5 rush yards or 57. Yeah, under on the rush, over on the receiving. Over 22.5 receiving yards.
I like.
He's going to punch someone in the face unless he gets touches tonight. So
I agree. What about Rashad Penny? They're talking. I know Carson's at 88.5. Penny, they talked about questionable, but Carson had some fumble problems. I've been on the websites, on the Seahawks sites, Gabe. If Carson fumbles again, Penny's going to get a lot more touches. He's a lot closer to becoming a 1A back than people think. 33.5 total receiving and rushing. That's low. 33.5 rushing and receiving yards. Interesting.
We better get to our picks since there's so many.
Yeah,
too bad you're not on the show here tonight.
I don't know what's going on. It's nice that I got it in bunches Monday.
You're a Seahawks fan too.
I know. Hey, I'll be here. Whatever. I'm doing Saturday college for you. I'm glad.
Oh,
you're
gonna join the game now.
Over. Yeah. Exactly, buddy. I saw that.
I'm doing the game
Friday
at noon.
Too.
Evidently.
What at the college?
Friday night.
No, you're off Saturday.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to be off. Now I'm doing 12 to 3.
Where on the college on Saturday?
I'm doing 12 to 3.
Unbelievable.
Instead of three to six.
I thought I was filling. Yeah, I'm filling in. Okay. Anyway, I thought I just want you to have a good time with your guests this weekend and really enjoy the time. I'll give you my picks: Rangers and a Rangers over. Over six, Nashville regulation hockey minus a half puck. Parlayed, Nashville, Tampa Bay to plus money. I think it's plus 140. It's crazy. Love it. Colorado, Calgary, over 6.5. MLB baseball, give me the Washington Nationals plus 155. Rams plus 9 over 42 teaser. What do you got for me, Gabe?
I was going to say, it's funny because I was planning on not coming in. But she actually wants to watch college football
Saturday. That's a bonus.
Hey, so I said, well, if we're going to watch college football, then we'll just go to the FanDuel Sportsbook. I'll just do the damn show. We'll watch the game. All right, give me Seattle Moneyline, minus 120. Rams Seahawks under 24.5 first half. Rams under 49.5 for the game. Todd Gurley under 58.5. Todd Gurley under 22.
DailyRoto.com.
Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
Uber has announced they've got Uber Helicopter now in Manhattan, Cam.
Uh-oh.
Uber Helicopter.
I don't even know what to say. What's the base rate? Like, yeah. 200 to 50, 300 to start? I don't know. Five?
I'm curious.
Where do you go? I am too. How much would a helicopter?
Basically, Uber they're be? Saying they'll pick you up. It's Manhattan to the airport. They'll do.
Ooh,
Manhattan okay. to JFK Airport. I've been saying this for years. Toronto needs this. Like, Toronto needs helicopter service. You would clean up, bro. You would clean up. You know, look at, remember our boy Bon Scrovey.
Yeah.
He wanted to take a helicopter to Niagara Falls with us that time. There's a lot of rich people in Toronto. A lot of money in Toronto. The traffic is horrible. It's even worse in Toronto than it is in New York City. Uber helicopter would be a good idea. But it's just funny. I'm just seeing the comments of people bitching about this. They're like, oh, with all the problems in the world, this is what you come up with. Listen, you know.
Got nothing to do
I heard, remember, Leonardo DiCaprio. Exactly. What do you want Uber to do?
Like, yeah, exactly.
I remember Leonardo DiCaprio had a good answer for that. Somebody said, you know, oh, you're in a movie and it cost $148 million to make. You know, you could have done so much good with the world. And he said, he goes, yes, I agree, but he goes, I'll be honest with you. He goes, if the movie studio didn't make this movie, they weren't spending the money to save the world.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Excellent point.
Yeah, it's like, what do you want from Uber? Uber's just trying to, you know.
Exactly. Me and you have Morenci Stewart Incorporated. So what are we going to do? Go to work and try to lose money? Don't be an idiot, people. There are problems in the world, but there's people who run this company, and their goal is to help make money and help their shareholders, and then everyone gets paid. So, you know what, Gabe? I'm a fan. Like, me and you, we think this way, too. Sure, there's a lot of dicks, and there's a lot of bad things going on, but that's not Uber's problem to try to save the world. Let other companies can work on that. Hey, Greenpeace and some other ones, I get it. Uber's there to make money. Don't take shots at these guys because they got a helicopter service. It'll do well. You're right. Toronto needs one.
Well, I got to suggest to them because there's actually a helipad here. There's a helipad here, and I think it'd be great. Direct service from Manhattan to FanDuel Sportsbook, like a real VIP, and not to mention Giant Games. Right?
Yes.
It takes 3 hours to get here sometimes. Fly over, everybody.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.